Hello and welcome to another episode of What Do You Know on the Orville Radio. Today I'm here by myself and I'm not really sure what I'm going to do today. I got some things to read and some ideas of what I might like to talk about, but I think I still need some time, so I'm going to play some music first and talk to you later. Something. It's from The Problem of Life, a chapter in The Life Divine by Sri Aurobindo, and I'm just going to start reading the passage from somewhere in the chapter that, was the one I opened to on the phone. Mm. Man, in proportion as he develops into a self-conscious and truly thinking being, becomes acutely aware of all this discord and disparateness in his parts, and he seeks to arrive at a harmony of his mind, life, and body, a harmony of his knowledge and will and emotion, a harmony of all his members. Sometimes this desire stops short at the attainment of a workable compromise, which will bring with it a relative peace. But compromise can only be a halt on the way, since the deity within will not be satisfied eventually with less than a perfect harmony combining in itself the integral development of our many-sided potentialities. Less than this would be an evasion of the problem, not its solution, or else only a temporary solution provided as a resting place for the soul in its continual self-enlargement and ascension. Such a perfect harmony would demand as essential terms a perfect mentality, a perfect play of vital force, a perfect physical existence. But where, in the radically imperfect, shall we find the principle and power of perfection? Mind rooted in division and limitation cannot provide it to us, nor can life and the body, which are the energy and the frame of dividing and limiting mind. The principle and power of perfection are there in the subconscious, but wrapped up in the tegument or veil of the lower maya, a mute premonition emerging as an unrealized ideal. In the superconscient they await, open, eternally realized, but still separated from us by the veil of our self-ignorance. It is above, then, and not either in our present poise, nor below it, that we must seek for the reconciling power and knowledge. Equally, man, as he develops, becomes acutely aware of the discord and ignorance that governs his relations with the world, acutely intolerant of it, more and more set upon finding a principle of harmony, peace, joy, and unity. This too can only come to him from above, for only by developing a mind which shall have knowledge of the mind of others as of itself, free from our mutual ignorance and misunderstanding, a will that feels and makes itself one with the will of others, an emotional heart that contains the emotions of others as its own, a life force that senses the energies of others and accepts them for its own and seeks to fulfill them as its own, and a body that is not a wall of imprisonment and defense against the world, but all this under the law of a light and truth that shall transcend the aberrations and errors, the much sin and falsehood of our and others' minds, wills, emotions, life energies. Only so can the life of man spiritually and practically become one with that of his fellow beings, and the individual recover his own universal self. The subconscient has this life of the all, and the superconscient has it, but under conditions which necessitate our motion upwards. For not towards the Godhead concealed in the inconscient ocean where darkness is wrapped within darkness, but towards the Godhead seated in the sea of eternal light and the highest ether of our being, is the original impetus which has carried upward the evolving soul to the type of our humanity.
Long as the fragments pull away and try to trace the outline, an atlas only shape. Warm in the fragments of the day, I pull away till I find aptness that will stay.
Yeah.
Unless, therefore, the race is to fall by the wayside and leave the victory to other new creations of the eager travailing mother, it must aspire to this ascent, conducted indeed through love, mental illumination, and the vital urge to possession and self-giving, but leading beyond to the supramental unity which transcends and fulfills them. In the founding of human life upon the supramental realization of conscious unity with the One and with all in our being and in all its members, humanity must seek its final good and salvation. And this is what we have described as the fourth status of life and its ascent towards the Godhead. So this is the end of that chapter, the problem of life. And yeah, I think this last, the fourth status of life refers to, before he describes different statuses, I think they refer to here in this last paragraph also as the eager, travailing love, mental illumination, vital urge to possession and self-giving. I don't remember much more from that chapter, but I'm really happy that this is what presented itself just now, because it feels so, just fitting to where I'm personally at the moment, where I feel like what Auroville is about, you know, like working this out somehow. And what I also, in a way, these little conversations that we're having here on this program, also, as I see it, little fields of experiment of how to relate to each other and communicate in ways that that might give us some insights into how to get, how to learn something for our own processes, but also like the conversations themselves as an exercise to relate in a new way. Of course, we don't yet, what did he say, have that. We don't know the contents of the other's mind just by identity, which he described as the idea here, no? We still talk to each other. I'm kind of looking, I think one of the reasons this program is the way it is so far is that I'm looking for new ways of communicating about these things, these topics, these processes. Almost like sometimes I talk about it with people as a new language. Sounds quite maybe over the top, but sometimes I really feel like that's what it needs. Because on the one hand, we have these writings like Sri Aurobindo's that are just so Sri Aurobindo. And then we have many other sources, as I like to refer to them, first consciousness researchers who provided their evidence of their inner explorations. And we can take inspiration from them. And then there are our own inner processes, that are just our own and that are unique to each of us. And then there's our daily life. And kind of where's like that balance, between one's own unique language that one uses maybe internally or with very close significant others that one feels one is really able to share from within, and then the sources of inspiration which have their own language, and then the social space in which of course this program also is a part of somehow, where we what language do we use there? No, is it the inner? To what degree can we use our own unique inner language? To which degree can we refer to the same inspirational sources, the documentation, very influential first consciousness researchers in their field have left us? And to what degree, is the evolution happening right now? No, a cultural evolution, a collective evolution where that something new might be emerging, in that process of communication, maybe inspired from within. In best cases, often, of course, it's, we also, we of course, mentalize a lot here. And that's another thing I would, because I have a background and I've got some scientific training, so to speak, that should ideally have related to these questions of consciousness and its development. And of course, in some ways it did, but in many ways I feel it's a tabula rasa. It's still completely an open field where we don't really know much. And also there find the balance between the kind of where science is at in regards to consciousness, and what is the language there and what are the methods there, and then relating that to those other things I already talked about. So let's see, Anshul just texted me. Did he text some more? He says, happy Saraswati Puja. Thank you to you too. Thanks for listening. And I hope to have you back on soon, and maybe we talk some about Life Divine, read something together. I would really like that. I hope you have a great day, Anshul. And for now, some more music.
We move apart, out in the open, never too far. We're moving past.